Again, with the sugya of a mitzvah of tefillah being a deraisa or derabanan, as I told you, we're going to spend the next six shiurim or so, the next few days, learning about different topics related to tefillah, going through the lamdas, maybe a little halacha here, and in the evenings going through some of the hashkafa, machshav, and chasidus. So from the beginning, the Rambam tells us in number one, there's no sources here, but Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, he tells us that there's a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Mitzvah asay lehispalel b'chol yom, every single day there's a requirement to daven shenemar v'avatem es Hashem lokechem mipi hashmua lamdu shavoda zu hi tefillah, that this avoda, this work, that again we spoke out last night, tefillah doesn't just not about just saying words, it's avoda, it's a work. We're learning in Shmos now the avoda in Mitzrayim, it's an avoda, it's not an easy thing. You know, if I could just go hashkafically for a moment, the Rebbeim in high school have a hard time getting the high school kids to daven. It's very hard. It's not an easy thing. It takes work. And maybe we'll speak about this one night about how to work an avoda. But it's an avoda. It takes work. It's effort. Shenemar ula'ovde b'chol avavchem. You should serve Hashem with your heart. Amru chachamim eizu yavida avoda shebalev zu tefillah. The avoda, the work of the heart, of the emotion, is davening at the mitzvah deraisa. Vein minyan hatfilas min haTorah. The amount of times we daven is not min haDeraisa. Vein ein mishan hatfilah hazos min haTorah. And vein tefilah zman kavua min haTorah. So the tashlumin isn't min haTorah. The zman isn't min haTorah. The only thing min haTorah is to daven once a day. That's the mitzvah deraisa according to the Rambam. Now the Ramban, as you had a chance to see, hopefully in the Sefer Mitzvos and the Shorash Rishon, and also I forgot to put in the Mamar Komos, in Hasagos and the Mitzvahs Aseh Hey, Ramban argues. Ramban writes that all over Shas we find that tefillah is a midirabanan, quotes the Gemara in Brachos, many places only a midirabanan, Anshi Knesset Gadola, were the ones who are misakin tefillah. And the only time there's a mitzvah deraisa is when, guys? Be'eis Tzara, he writes, Be'eitzar, a person is in great need, great pain, he needs to call out, nowhere else to turn other than Hashem. That instance is a mitzvah deraisa. The tefillah that we daven every single day, that is not a mitzvah deraisa, it's only a mitzvah midirabanan. And the Minchas Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch, just makes this all very clear. And those last two lines at bold, that's the Chinuch there. V'over al zeh v'amad yom v'layla b'lo tefillah klal. A person goes 24 hours without talking to Hashem, without davening, bittel aseh zeh kedas harambam. You've lost out in the mitzvah, you're mevatel mitzvah aseh. U'mishet sarlo, a person who's in great pain, b'lo kara el Hashem lo shio, he does not call out to Hashem to help save him. Bittel aseh zeh kedas harambam. V'on sho gadol me'od shu kimeseh hashkachas Hashem ela, for a person not davening, when he needs, that's in essence a person removing any hashkach of pretending as if a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run the world. So this is the machlokas Rambam Ramban again. Rambam is mitzvah aseh midiraisa every single day. The Ramban holds only be'eis tzara. Rav Soloveitchik said, perhaps you've heard this before. Anyone know what Rav Soloveitchik said about understanding this machlokas? Right? Always every day. B'chol yom is eis tzara. For the Rambam, every day is an eis tzara. He doesn't argue in the tam. He doesn't argue in the reason, the essence of tefillah. It's all about eis tzara. But every day is an eis tzara. So what's the machlokas then? The chlokas seems to be, what is the threshold of an eis tzara? Ramban, eis tzara is something unique, something that happens extraordinary, a terrible situation, a tragedy, a person is struggling through something. The Rambam says, every single day is an eis tzara. Eis tzara doesn't mean a person is lalenu sick, or having a hard time with parnasa or chinuch. That's not an eis tzara, it is. But eis tzara is also just waking up in the morning, just going to shul, just keeping your job. Even though things are very good, everything's an eis tzara. Eis tzara does not have to be an extraordinary event. It could be just a regular thing. That's called an eis tzara.
Who says it?
Rav Soloveitchik. B'chol yom v'yom, every single day for the Rambam is also an eis tzara. They agree that the essence, the purpose of tefillah is eis tzara. They just argue what is the threshold of what's considered an eis tzara. Yes.
Every day is an eis tzara, then why would the mitzvah only be once? Why wouldn't it be seemingly every second?
Every day. Excellent, excellent question. So, Lanius Daiti, I don't think that this is pshat, not to argue Rav Soloveitchik, but Rav Shabtai said that he heard others as well, did not really think Rav Soloveitchik meant this literally. It was a nice alumnus. But it sounds like for the Rambam, he doesn't mention anything about Esar at all. There's no basis in the Rambam to say that. It seems to the Rambam, it's avodah shebalev, which means to connect Hashem. We spoke about last night, we'll speak about tonight much more. The tefillah is to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And halavai, a person daven all day long. Halavai, a person connects to Hashem all day long. But we have to do other things. We have to work. We have to learn. We have to do mitzvahs. We have to spend time with the family. We can't be davening all day long. But to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu once a day, just to go in for that yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the mitzvah. Avodah shebelev, that my heart should be focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu every day. That's the mitzvah of tefillah according to the Rambam, and not the same reason as the Ramban. That seems to be pashup shot. They're arguing very much about the purpose of the tefillah, and therefore how frequent would be a big nafkamina. Yes.
Why does the Ramban say when he's introducing this idea of eight star? He says bimei the datkon tzarich mifrash. It sounds like he's like about to explain the Rambam.
No, I think he's just saying that he wants to. Okay, I get a daito of the Rambam. I'm not sure. It's clear he's not explaining the Rambam. I'm not sure why he uses that language. I don't know. Okay, fine. So, again, what comes out here is either the Rambam holds every single day is an Esara, or he holds that the essence of Tefillah is very different. The essence of Tefillah is not a din in Esara. Rather, it's a din in connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's about the Shabbalev every single day. So now we're going to see different arenas where we have a mitzvah deraisa. Even though the Ramban says all over Shas we have that the mitzvah of tefillah is called a derabbanan at best, that does not seem to be the case, at least from the Gemara in Tainus, which hopefully you got to see. The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chaf Chesem and Aleph, if you take a look, if you didn't look inside yet, it is, how many lines down are we talking? Through at, 1, 2, 3, 4... 15 lines down, I said, okay, good estimation. It says, Kol yom sheyesh bo halal ein bo maimin. The Mishnah, the fourth parak, talking about mamados, when they used to bring karbanos to the base of Mikdash, and the maimid of the Kohanim, and there was extra halal, if it was Rosh Chodesh, sometimes you have to push off different tefillahs. And so the Gemara asks a question, Ma hefrish bein zeh lezeh. What does that mean? That's that question. So if you look at Rashi, two lines from the top. Rashi writes, Ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh maishna, when there's a day of a carbon eitzim. There are certain days of the year where people would dedicate eitzim to the base of Mikdash. When it was a day where they brought a carbon eitzim, which itself was called a yantif, it was a special yantif, and they brought wood to the base of Mikdash. Maishna, the carbon eitzim, dachi maimid din ila. So the day that was carbon eitzim, they push off the maimid that took place during the ila. They push that one off. But maimid din chalo dachi. But when it came to the mincha time, they left the maimid de mincha. So how come maimid de ne'ilah was pushed off, the maimid of the mincha was not pushed off? And the Gemara says, halalu divrei Torah, v'halalu divrei sofrim. What does that mean? These are divrei Torah, these are divrei sofrim. Says Rashi, halu divrei Torah mincha is a din deraisa, it's a mitzvah deraisa, says Rashi. Kedam rina mebrachos, Yitzchak avinu tikin, tuyas mincha, shenem marietza, Yitzchak lasuch, besad ilfanos erev. And Ne'ilah is only a Divrei Sofrim. So that's what he explains. That since a carbon eitzim is a derabanan, it pushes off Musaf, Ne'ilah rather. But Mincha is a mitzvah deraisa. So Pashup Shah in the Gemara, and Rashi explains this, that Tefillah is a din deraisa, and this would be seemingly a source for the Rambam that Tefillah is a deraisa. Now, if you take a look at Tosos, what does Tosos say differently? What does he add that Rashi doesn't add, guys?
The Korban Musaf is Min
HaTorah. Exactly, Musaf. Halu Divrei Torah, Musaf. The Musaf is a deraisa. Ulahachi kadachi min chadavi mid Divrei Torah. He says Korban Musaf is also deraisa, which is not a chiddush. And Korban Musaf, it pushes off mincha, which is deraisa. About Korban Eitzim, which is only mid Divrei Sofrim. So therefore, it only has the ability to push off a mind of Divrei Sofrim, namely that of Ne'ilah. But does not have the ability to push off mincha, which is divrei Torah, which is a deraisa. So this is a source for the Rambam that the mitzvah deraisa to daven every single day. What would the Ramban do with this Gemara, though? How would he answer this Gemara? So it's hard to know what he'd say with it. Any suggestions? How would he do with it?
Time of distress.
Okay, based then that'd be every single day be esar, because this would take, I guess, the day they'd bring Kar Musaf. That was the esar you have to say.
Because it's the base of Mikdash, it's different than it would be for people, on their own.
So maybe in the base of Mikdash would be deraisa every single day. Even the Rambam would agree, Ramban rather, perhaps would agree there's a din deraisa every single day. But outside for the Hamunam, it's only be'ez Sarah.
So could we say such a thing? Any sources for such an idea? It's an excellent suggestion. So take a look at the next piece, the Ramban. This is Ramban himself, Ala Torah. Maybe this would be a makor for this concept. What does he write? Tam Mikrei Kodesh. Why is a Yontif called Mikrei Kodesh? Says Ramban, Sheyu b'yom hazeh kulam kruim v'nesafim l'kadesh oso. It's called Mikrei Kodesh Mikraim. You're calling everyone, you're gathering everybody together, l'kadesh oso, to sanctify the Yomtiv. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael li kabeit b'beis elokim b'yom mo'ed l'kadesh hayom b'farhesya b'tfila v'halel l'keel b'ksusnikiyah. The Ramban writes, with respect to Yontav at least, which is called Mikra'e Kodesh, that everybody is summoned to gather B'beis Elokim, B'yom Moed. Moed means a vad, of a gathering, everyone to sanctify the day. And how does one sanctify the day? He gives a few examples, three ways, Tefillah, Hallel, and Ksus Nikiyah. So Ksus Nikiyah is certainly not our topic. Hallel is another discussion, whether it's Deraisa, Dirabanan. The Ramban weighs in on this in the Sugi of Hallel, and Tefillah. Ah, it's not an Eis Tzara. Ramban says the Tefillah Deraisa is only Be'Eis Tzara. But yet here he has such a concept of Tefillah Mideraisa. The way you're Makai Mikrai Kodesh in a Deraisa level, he says, gathering together before Hesya B'Tefillah. Tefillah is Deraisa, according to Pashup Shana Ramban. Everyone agree? Everyone have any questions on this? Makes sense, right? The Tefillah is a way you're fulfilling Mikrai Kodesh Anantif. Once we've established that, so now we could say what Dr. Bruckstein suggested, maybe. Not only in the Yontif, when the entire Tzibur gathers together, but even every single day when there's a microcosm, a small miniature gathering of not the entire Tzibur, but at least the Kohanim, that Mishmar, and part of the Maimid was you had different groups of Yisraelim who would get together in local shuls to represent all of Am Yisrael. The Maimid was a mini gathering of all of Am Yisrael. But the Mishnah in Maseches Tainus asks the question, how could it be a carbon talmud? Who brings the carbon talmud? Who's it for, I should ask? Who's Yotze, the mitzvah of carbon talmud? Who gets the mitzvah? The whole Tzibur. Are you there? When you bring a carbon chattas, you probably don't have to bring a carbon chattas, but if one have to bring a carbon chattas, are you allowed to be away? You have to be present? You have to be there. There's a smicha, there's a vidur. So every single day, we should all go to the base of Mikdash and be present, standing over our carbon talmud. We all give a machzor shekel. We pay money for this. We all pay out of pocket. So we all have a chelik, a monetary portion of the carbon talmud, and we get a mitzvah when the carbon talmud is brought. But how are we getting the mitzvah? I'm not present. I'm not standing next to the carbon. So the Mishnah says there's a group of people who stand and represent all of Am Yisrael. Not everybody could be there, but we're all represented by this group of people, a minion of 10 people that are there. So perhaps you could say that this idea here exists too. That just like on Yontif, Ramban says, on Yontif, there's a mitzvah, mikrei kodesh, through davening, b'beis Elokim, the base of Migdash, so too, the tefillah, mincha, which took place in the base of Migdash, was also deraisa, according to the Ramban. So what comes out from the Ramban is maybe there's two dinim. There's b'eis tzara, mitzvah deraisa, and then there's an element, like Dr. Bruckstein said, a tefillah in the base of Migdash itself.
Is that the tzibur, that tefillah? Is that like the tumid?
The Tzvias Mincha? He doesn't say, unclear. It seems like it would... Hard to have shlichas. We have shlichas tzibur, obviously, for Chazar Sashat, but you can't have shlichas a mitzvah shebegufo, right? You can't have it. So it couldn't be shlichas, but somehow symbolic, at least, from a distance, this type of tefillah in the base of Mikdash. Yeah.
I read it into the Ramban on Al Torah, so I thought it was also addressing Kula Lash, Chatzi Lashem, and Chatzi Lachat.
Yeah.
I thought it was also dealing with that
machlokes. He goes on to say, La'asos Yom Mishtah, and the element of Chati Lachem as well.
Yeah.
But at least in this first half of the Ramban, he certainly addresses that Tefillah is a kiyum of Deraisa, though. It's a kiyum Deraisa of Mikra Kodesh.
Seemingly that this Ramban is talking about only by Mikra Kodesh. Are you going to tell me that every day there's a Mikra Kodesh?
100%, yeah. Ramban said Mikra Kodesh is Yontif. And we're suggesting, making a leap, I agree, he doesn't say this, but just like you have on the grand scale when there's a Yontif where the entire Tzibur comes. For Lila Regel, there's such a concept, maybe, we're suggesting, the Ramban would say in the Beis HaMikdash, which is not a Mikra Kodesh, but again, we're trying to say that everyone really should be there every single day. We should be there. It's our carbon tumid. But Lamaisa, we can't. We have to go work. So there's a miniature Mikra Kodesh that's taking place there. It's a Chiddush. But maybe that's what we're suggesting to answer this Gemara. I just explained to you, just to, on that point, there's a fascinating Yushalmi. This is off topic a little bit, somewhat related. The Tosos in Pesachim Daf Nun is dealing with the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. So why is it asked to do Malacha on Erev Pesach? Anyone know why?
Personally,
on that's one shot. Very good. What's the pressure shot, though? Rashi?
You're busy. With anything else.
You're busy. Very, you're busy. I'm burning chametz. I'm baking my matzahs. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I'm getting. I'm running around. There's no time. So don't do malacha and focus on yantif. That's Rashi. Tosa says it's a miniature yantif. Why is it a miniature yantif? You remember why?
Because you're bringing a carbon.
Ah, a day a person brings a carbon, it's a yantif for you. The one of the sources actually the sugya maseches tainus that carbon eitzim. The day you bring carbon eitzim, you dedicate the wood to the base of Mikdash, it's a yantif. Gemara talks about a situation. There was one family that would dedicate, their day of dedication was the 10th of Av. And what happens if Tishba falls on Shabbos? It's a nidcha, to a Sunday. Now, does that family have to fast? Because for them, it's a yantif, they're bringing the carbon eitzim. But now it's the tiny sivur because it was a nidcha. The Gemara talks about they don't have to fast because it's a yantif for them. And they use this as a raya that any time a person brings a carbon, it's a yantif. So Erev Pesach, where everybody brings a carbon Pesach, so that becomes the answer for them. So the Yushalmi asks the question, the Tosafot quotes the Yushalmi, wait a second, isn't a carbon tamid brought every single day? And who's bringing the carbon tamid on behalf of all of us? So he says, there should be, the Yushalmi says, there should be an Isser Malach every single day of the year. You shouldn't go to work. One day will be like that. But Lamai says, not like that, so how is it possible? How do we go to work? It should be an Isser Malach, every day is a yantiv. Today is a yantiv, tomorrow is a yantiv, we shouldn't go to work. So what does the Yushalmi answer?
Yes, sir.
The Pasuk says, go work, go gather your dagon, go work the land. So the Pasuk allows us, it's a heter to work, it's a heter. But either way, what comes out from all this is that there's such a concept that every single day, it's our carbon. Every single day, it's a yomtif. Every single day, there should be a mikrai kodesh of some sort. And even though lemaisa we can't because of asafta tikanecha, but there's such at least an underlying thought that exists there. And maybe that's how the Ramban would address that maybe the Tefillah Midiraisa even in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now, Rav Chaim writes, Rav Chaim and Rama, we'll go through this more in a later point when we go through Kavana of Tefillah, but in that discussion, the Rav Chaim writes that even the Ramban who holds every single day the mitzvah to daven is only Midirabanan, but he agrees if one davens anyways, he's mekayim e deraisa. Meaning the machlokes Rambam, Ramban was whether there's a chiv to daven every single day. Rambam says the chiv every day. The Ramban says there's no chiv unless the esara or unless it's mikrai kodesh. But if one were to daven anyways, for the Ramban you get a check mark. It's a key mitzvah. It's not a chiv, it's a key mitzvah. I don't have to wear tittis today. But now that I'm wearing, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. Tefillin I have to wear. There's a chiv to wear tefillin, and there's a kim when I wear tefillin. Tzitzit, there's no chiv unless I've got dal kanfos. I don't have to wear dal kanfos. If I do, I get the mitzvah, I get a check mark. I don't have to give tzedakah every single day. You should. There's no chiv to give tzedakah unless it only asks for money. But if I give tzedakah, if I put in the pushka, I'm getting a mitzvah. It's a kim. So says Reb Chaim, that although the Ramban says there's no chiv deraisa to daven every day, there certainly is a kim to daven every single day. And he goes on to explain how this relates to Kavana. We'll wait for that, for the discussion. I just wanted to share that with Chaim because it sets up the next discussion in the Emek Bracha, the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. What does Emek Bracha say? Anyone get the chance to see Emek Bracha yet? Raise your hand if you didn't. And anyone see it? A few guys saw it. Okay, fine. A little bit.
Did he pass away in the Holocaust?
Say it again?
Did he pass away in the Holocaust?
I don't know. Not sure.
I think he
okay. Okay, so now, there's a halacha when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, Birchas Kohanim, that you can't do Nesias Kapayim less than 10 people. You need a minyan. And the reason why you need a minyan, the Ran writes, I'm just going to summarize what's going on here, the Ran writes, you need a minyan of 10, because it's a Davar Shebu Kedusha, and Davar Shebu Kedusha needs a minyan. It's a Din Derabanan, but still it's needed for a Birchas Kohanim. The Rajba says a different reason why you need a minyan, because it's lav orach ara, it's not derech eretz to mention Shem Hashem, less than 10 people. Fine. Now, David Bracha, on that backdrop, he asks, the din of Birchas Kohanim is deraisa, afilu begvul, not afilu bechutzlar, it's a mitzvah deraisa, for Svardim every single day, for us in Yantif. And that's a kiyum deraisa, Birchas Kohanim. And Birchas Kohanim must be in the context of an avoda b'shevet tzibur, in the Beis Mikdash, it's done when there's a karbanos and there's a avoda. And we don't have karbanos, certainly in chutzlaret, and not even in Eretz Yisrael, of course. But the tefillah stands in the place, b'makom karbanos, as we'll see, I think, tomorrow's shiur. So he asks a question, if you hold tefillah, is only midirabanan, so now how are you fulfilling the nisiyas kapayim, which is deraisa, again, a requirement of nisiyas kapayim, must be in the context of avoda. Now, if the avoda we're talking about tefillah is only a dirbanon, so then how are you able to fulfill the deraisa requirements of birchas kohanim? Ever hear the question?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Yeah, the Chazal teaches us that birchas kohanim is a din deraisa, afilu bizman hazeh, afilu begvulun, even in chutz la'aretz is a mitzvah deraisa. Now the problem is, how do you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa if part of the mitzvah of birchas kohanim is saying it in the context of avoda? So we have tefillah, which stands b'makom de'avoda. But tefillah, according to the Ramban, is only a mitzvah mid'rabbanan. So if you need to get to deraisa, and tefillah de'rabbanan is only here, you're not fulfilling the necessary requirement of the tefillah deraisa, which is supposed to surround the birchas kohanim. Your tefillah de'rabbanan only gets you to this place. So if I only have tefillah de'rabbanan, I'm not able to touch a birchas kohanim, which is deraisa. They're two different levels, two different wavelengths.
Why is that not option? Why is one not the other? I don't see why the prevent you from the deraisa?
Because he explains here that the birchas kohanim, it's liikuva. He brings sources for this. It's liikuva not to have avoda. Without the avoda, you can't accomplish it. But only on a derabbanan level for the Ramban. So therefore, you haven't satisfied the needs on a deraisa level. On a derabbanan level, I could do birchas kohanim. I'm yotzi midirabbanan. I'm midirabbanan tefillah, and I could do birchas kohanim derabbanan. But I want to fulfill the deraisa, and it seems from the Rishonim, you can fulfill deraisa birchas kohanim bizman hazeh. How could you get to that level if tefillah only gets you to the rabbanon, doesn't get you to the deraisa level?
Isn't that what Grach was clarifying?
We wasn't addressing this question. And Ibn Grach is going to use Rav Chaim to answer this question. But he was talking about kavanah. He didn't mention birchas kohanim. But that's the answer, exactly.
But there's a concept that you could do tefillah, which is the rabbanon, to fulfill something with
the exactly right. So now I told you the answer already, but how you not? But that's exactly the point, 100%. So it says the Emek Bracha, he quotes from his Rebbe, the Brisker Rav, who quoted from his father, Reb Chaim, that no, yes, the Ramban holds the chiv to daven is only a mitzvah midirabanan, but when one does daven, you're mekayme din deraisa, and now you've established the proper context of a tefillah, proper context of an avoda, whereby now you could go ahead and say birchas kohanim and fulfill birchas kohanim on a deraisa level. Everyone good? Yeah.
Could you have asked like a similar question, type of question with like tefillin? That tefillin is deraisa, davening tefillin, if you're saying tefillin is only derabanan. And is it the same type of question that like, oh, if it's kapayim deraisa attached to tefillin is derabanan?
I don't see the question. Tefillin is deraisa, fine.
Yeah.
But how does that connect to tefillin though?
You say Shema Shemesser, no?
No, you don't need to. Shema, yes, not tefillin.
Shema, yes.
To wear tefillin, or rather to say Shema, without tefillin would be edus sheker. I'm going to say, vayutu tefos b'yinech, I'm not wearing them. So that would be, but I could still wear tefillin, be yotze, without having to say anything. If I put tefillin on, I'm yotze the mitzvah, it's tefillin.
Oh, fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Shema.
Exactly.
Oh,
right. And shema, you're yotze, without tefillin, but you're still this element of edus sheker that's, I don't think it says a shema is kilu, you didn't say shema, but it takes it down a notch of the fullest fulfillment of shema. Now, further on this piece now, the Emek Bracha just points out, he just says, he has his chiddush, he writes that now there becomes a big nafkamina of the minyan that's needed for Birchas Kohanim. He says the need for the minyan for Birchas Kohanim and Avoda is just to set the stage. You don't need to have the Avoda during Birchas Kohanim, which means you could have 10 people here, daven, start Birchas Kohanim, and they can walk out. You don't need the minyan anymore. As long as they set the stage, they presented an Avoda, now you got Birchas Kohanim. But during the Birchas Kohanim itself, you don't need a minyan anymore from the avoda standpoint. But then he says, you still need a minyan for the other reasons mentioned in the Ran and the Rashba, which is that Birchas Kohanim itself is a Darvish B'Kedusha and requires 10 people, or it'd be inappropriate to say Shem Hashem without 10. Again, the lumness of the need for Birchas Kohanim or the need for Avoda to be part of Birchas Kohanim is only just to set the stage. Once the stage is set, once the producer set the stage, he can walk up. You don't need him anymore. He's done. So once the minyan set the stage, you started the Baruch Atah Hashem at Birchas Kohanim, you're good to go. The minyan can leave. But he writes, but the minyan must still stay, not for the need for Birchas Kohanim at having a voda. That already has been set, that stage. But because you can't say a Davar Shavu Kedusha without a minyan. And that's just the second din he writes in terms of the minyan need for Birchas Kohanim. Everyone with me? Too much stuff? Going too fast?
To that last point, where do we kind of get to that nafkamina?
Yeah, so he doesn't say, I thought it was interesting, Lamdis, but he doesn't bring a proof. I wasn't sure how he knew that. Yeah, I would think you needed, the need for the avodah should be through the entire Birchas Kohanim. That would have been my assumption. He just says he thinks it totally needs to start the process, but not to go through the process. I don't know how or why.
I think I'm asking a little bit simpler question.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time understanding what this nafkamina is, saying how it relates. Where do we talk about this idea of needing a dominion for the avodah?
Well, so the... Not for the voda, for Birchas Kohanim. He quotes the first line of this piece, Mishnah and Megill, Daf Chav Gimbal. Ein nosen es kapeim pachos me'asara. Need 10 people for Birchas Kohanim.
But in this last paragraph in Aleph, he seems to be assuming that you need to have a minyan for the avoda.
Are you going, you're jumping us to the Achna afterwards?
What we're talking about
is Nachmina? No, I was up to Venira. Okay. So I stopped Venira, but Venira, he writes, this idea that, again, the need for minyan of Birchas Kohanim is only to start Birchas Kohanim, but during Birchas Kohanim, you don't need the minyan out the avodah shabo, you need it because of the pachla davar shebekedusha, it needs a minyan, that's why. I'm not going to do that last paragraph, we can talk about it maybe later if you want, but, yeah.
Did the Ramban or the Ramban talk about having a minyan at all? Is there any need for a minyan when they...
Minyan is a whole other topic we're not going to discuss, but Pashup Shat is you don't need a minyan for davening. It's a Dirabanan. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Lehishtadel, one should try to. Rav Moshe is Medayik, that you don't really have to. Others argue with Moshe, there's a real chiyuv to do so. But that's a different topic we're not going to go through. A person should not downplay at all the need for minyan. The question becomes whether it's a deraisa or not. Yeah, it's tefillah's mo'elis, it's more effective, more accepted, more listened to, whatever that means. With a minyan, there's no question, the effect of the tefillah is greater. The question becomes how strong the chiv is of a minyan, what you could do to miss a minyan, what you can't do to miss a minyan, but that's a topic we're not going to address. There's a rush by the sugyas and the brachos about Rebbe Lazar, who is Meshachra Avdo, to make a minyan, and how can you over an Isser Deraisa of Liom Hem Tavodu, you have to always enslave Neve Kanani, how is he able to free the Shachra Avdo? The Gemara asks, it's an Isser Asay. So Gemara says, because Rabbim's a big mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Rabbim, and you're allowed to. But the Rosh says, but still to only the Rabbanan Minin. He says, it's talking about Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar, the need for Minin, is a deraisa, writes the Rosh there. There's a din deraisa of Minin by Parsha Zachar, but not anywhere else. That's a different topic. But that's the basics. Okay. Now, I know we're doing a lot of information, so I don't want to overload everyone here. But let's do... Okay, we'll do one last piece from the Emek Bracha. Maybe read this entire together. Look on page 7, Oz Dalet. And here the Emek Bracha quotes from the Magen Avraham in the name of the Radbaz. Kohen ha'omed be'emza tefillah. So let's say Kohen is standing in the middle of davening. V'giyah shlech tibur l'nesiyas kapayim. Tzarech ha'kohen l'hafzik tefillah. The Kohen has to stop. Ula'alos l'duchen, go to the platform, to the stage, wherever the duchening takes place. L'kai mitzvah nisiyas kapayim d'havi d'raisa. That's the Magen Avraham's psak, based on the Rabbaz. He must interrupt his tefillah in order to go daven, to say Birchas Kohanim. L'anias da'iti tzarechin b'ze asks Emek Bracha. L'fi masha kasavti v'shareisi b'chidush emaran h'gracha li b'brisk zal. D'afilu la'sovrim d'tefillah d'rabanan, namely the Ramban who holds the chiv is d'rabanan, is dafka chovas ha'tefillah, which is d'rabanan. There's no obligation to daven at all, unless it's Eitz Tzara or Mikrei Kodesh. Aval in Yana v'kiyuma, the fulfillment of davening l'chuli alma havi mideraisa. Even the Ramban would agree, as we said, the davening would be a fulfillment mideraisa. V'im mispala l'chuli alma mekayim mitzvah deraisa. Im kein lama lo neima bezeha ozeg b'mitzvah patim mitzvah. What's happening? The guy is davening Shemir Esrei, davening Shacharis. He's fulfilling a deraisa according to all opinions. And they say, Kohanim now, does he have to go up or not? So the Magen Rambam says, yes, he's got to interrupt his tefillah, which is seemingly derabanan, and go to Birchas Kohanim, which is deraisa. Asks the Emek Bracha, tefillah is not derabanan. While you're davening, you're being mekayim din deraisa. Deha osik bekim mitzvah deraisa. Darei gam bin mitzvah she'ena chiyuvis aminan ahosik patim mitzvah patim mitzvah. Even if I'm fulfilling a voluntary mitzvah, but I'm still fulfilling a deraisa, I'm called Ozeg B'mitzvah, Patim in a mitzvah. And he goes on to bring riyas. So how could the Magen Avraham suggest he should go up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? So Amnam, next paragraph. Ha'el Yerabba Mefakbek B'ikra Ha'heter Zeh L'hafzik B'em Tetvi. He doesn't like this heter to leave, to interrupt Shemoneh Esrei. The after Tvilo D'Rabbana Nefshu D'Hamidu Chamin D'Vareim Afi B'makum Sh'asei D'Raisa L'Vatala B'Shevi Al'Tasei. He says, even you want to say that Ramban holds his mamish derabanan, I feel the kim is derabanan, it's still very possible, Chachamim said, that you must fulfill the tefillah mederabanan even in a situation of an assay of birchas kohanim, v'shevi al tasei. Don't violate it proactively, but by you staying in place passively, you're not fulfilling nisis kabayim. That's okay. You could fulfill a derabanan over deraisa as long as it's v'shevi al tasei. That's what he says. What does he answer? Emek Bracha himself. Veli nira de'im omeid b'shomei tefila du'l'chul yalma motu la'alot l'duchim nisir kapav. He says, you know what he thinks the heter would be? Only during Shomei Tefila. During Shomei Tefila you could add bakashos, and he goes on to say birchas kohanim is also a bakasha. So you can interrupt dafka during Shomei Tefila, but not during any other part of Shomei Tefila. Everyone here right now? We're good, okay. So we'll finish with this. Any suggestions how we can explain pshat in the Magen Avraham, who pasha pshat is saying that any point of Shemoneh Esrei, a person should be leaving. So the Emek Bracha limited it to just Shomei Tefillah. Any thoughts? Yeah.
Based on what we said before, that the Ramban has special elevated mitzvah d'oraisa, it's in the Mikdash, if it has to do with the Avodah. So it could be when the Kohen is going to do the Avodah, doing Birkas Kohanim, that is a mitzvah d'oraisa, while just his normal Shacharis or Musaf is going to be just Derabanan.
Interesting thought, but we're saying here, the Emek Bracha's Hanacha is that even the Ramban would agree that while davening a regular Shacharis is a Kim d'oraisa. So it's granted Birkas Kohanim might be greater in that a Beis HaMikdash type of mitzvah say d'oraisa, but still they're both d'oraisas. So maybe we could say, yeah.
You could just say it because on a deraisa level, or the kiyum on a deraisa level, doesn't have to be at that point. So there's an idea of efshel lasa shtem, which is not later. Meaning the tzura of Shemoneh Esrei as its kavua is not needed to be mekayim as din deraisa.
But are you considered osik b'mitzvah at that time still, but when you're doing it though, you're right. Still being osik in that very moment though.
Is there a difference between a mitzvah and a yachid versus something that's required for a rabbin? You know, the kahal needs, you know, it's a mitzvah to be. To do the bracha for the kahal as opposed to your own personal.
So that's an interesting question. So firstly, on that, there's a machlokas. Not everybody holds this way. Some is the mitzvah on the kohanim or is it on the klal yisrael? There's a ritva on sukkah that says there's a mitzvah yisrael to lisbarach, to be blessed. So there's that element, but not everybody holds that way. Others say it's a mitzvah on the kohanim. It's very much a yachidik mitzvah. But even if you hold it's the mitzvah on the tzibur, the Kohen is not necessary if there are other Kohanim that are there. So maybe you could be Michalik if he's the only one versus not the only one. Maybe that's the direction to go in. Yeah, if you had a hand up. Okay, very good.
That could be a little bit Baal-Batish, but just say that that it would not be Hefsek by the rest of the Tefillah. It's all like one unit Tefillah. So the Emek Bracha wants to say no, it's specifically by Shomei Tefillah. That one wouldn't be Hefsek. Just say it's never Hefsek.
Saying it's a part of a Hamshacha of davening wherever you are. It'd be hard to say that only because taking a few steps away, walking up, washing your hands, all of that, even though it's tzarech tefillah, it would still seem to be a hefsek in terms of halicha and whatnot, but it could be an interesting direction to go.
He says halicha ben tefillah is an hefsek.
That's true, he does say that, right. But in terms of the whole process of the interruption, even the pausing, like pausing goes, it's not a hefsek. Yeah, I hear. It could be made that direction since all tzarech tefillah, maybe that won't be an issue. All right, very good. Could be, yeah.
It depends how you magdir tefillah. Like when you yotzi, maybe as soon as you yotzi your chiv, even according to the Ramban, and both the Ramban and the Ramban will say it's finished. So I'm not sure how you'd be magged. If you're going to say Shevach, Shevach Bakash of Adayas, maybe as soon as you've said, maybe over there you can stop. Now you've done Shevach Bakash of Adayas, you've finished Tefillah. There's not even a. Because if you're going to say, like Reb Chaim, that he's moider to the Rambam, so there's only a mitzvah chiyuvis at the time when the Rambam would hold that there's a mitzvah.
Right.
And that would be just as soon as you finish Tefillah. So,
like, excellent. Very good. That's what I was thinking as well. The Mabit later on, he talks about, which I think everyone would agree to, that those who hold it to Deraisa, like the Rambam and the Ramban on the Kim level, what is Deraisa? What do you have to say? So the basics are a Shevach and a Bakasha. You praise Hashem, Mod Ani Planecha. You ask a little question. It's many women who are very busy, they have no time to daven. They're told to Mod Ani, have a little Bakasha, and you fulfill Deraisa. So here as well, the Ramban might say that you fulfilled it. You've said you would have to be after three brachas and after the first Atakadosh. You have to have at least one bakasha. It couldn't be before then. So that I don't think is ma'akev in terms of the tzura of the tefillah necessary. So what would happen is that maybe once you've said one bakasha atakadosh, you've asked your bakasha, then you fulfilled your mitzvah, and that's when only tefillah derisa you need, a shevach v'bakasha, and now you can walk off. Now even though you're right, you're continuing to daven. There's a continued kiyum. I could go on forever. I get down for 5 hours at one. There's a constant kiyum, according to Ramban. But once you've done your bare minimum, your kosher, what you need to do, so now you could end it if you decide to end it and walk off and go ahead and continue to go ahead and to do birchas kohanim.
So why then only by shemayat tefillah? Why not?
But that's only emek bracha. This is a different shot. Emek bracha is only shemayat tefillah because it's at least within the shemayat tefillah ability to capture all types of bakashas. What we're suggesting maybe is that even before that, any bracha, once you've said atakadosh, you've said your shevach, you've asked for a bakasha, so you fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa, and then you can walk off and go ahead and do birchas kohanim.
Listen, the Kiryas Sefer says that if you expand on your tefillah, you add in the other brachas of Shemona Esrei, it's still concluded within the deraisa fulfillment of your Shemona Esrei, of your chiyuv of tefillah. So wouldn't that mean that even though you have fulfilled your chiyuv, since you're still kind of like working on
Hashem,
you're still osik
in it, but the suggestion is that it wouldn't be considered a hefsek anymore. I mean, you could stop your tefillah at that point. To them, the sign is only davening at HaKadosh. So it's over. I fulfilled my obligation. But according to the Emek Bracha, he felt that it wouldn't be really right. Once it's a structure, once it's a tzur of Shemona Esrei, to kind of walk off in the middle wouldn't be appropriate. And now that we have this Shemona Esrei, they fashioned together. Everything has to be very, very rigid. Again, the Mabit doesn't say this, we're suggesting, but maybe if you just say the bare minimum is just simply bakasha and shavach bakasha, maybe you can walk off. We're not concerned with any hefsek of sort. I'm not convinced by this, but just perhaps another direction to explain the Magid Ram. Any other thoughts? Someone had a hand raised? Yeah.
The Rambam says by bris milah that you can still do the hiddah to tinshena ma'akven as long as you're osik in the act. So maybe here it's like yours. Once you start trying to say you need to do the basic chiyuv, you can still do the hitter, and that's not a problem. It's still considered the same action.
So how are you connecting to the Shemona Esrei now? So, and therefore, what have Birchas Kohanim?
If the basic is the Shevach and Bakasha, so even though you already did that, now you're still in the same Shemona Esrei, so maybe you can't be mafsik.
You can't be. We're trying to say how you can be mafsik, though.
Right, so this might be a tzatzit the other way.
The other way around, okay. Right, maybe I'm saying maybe you could. Maybe basically you're saying it's a good model that once you've done your basic, the mitzvah itself of shevach of a bakasha, everything else is called a hiddur mitzvah, and walk away with it. You could just—that's what we're trying to say. That the rest is a hiddur, as opposed to the way the Emek Bracha felt. The whole thing is just a uniform key mitzvah. Maybe there are different levels. The levels of the bare minimum, and then everything else is a mahajim and mahajim, if you will. And therefore, you could walk off in order to fulfill the mitzvah of birchas kohanim. So let's quickly recap what we did. And let you guys go. We start off talking about the machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabban every single day. The Rambam says every single day there's a mitzvah deraisa. Ramban says only based tzara. And the pshat in the Rambam is either, like Rav Soloveitchik says, every single day there's an esara, or not about esara at all. Rather, mitzvah deraisa every single day is because you're connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to avodah shebelev, that we have to work on every single day. We have the Gemara in Tainis that said that tefillah is a deraisa, mincha, musaf, deraisa. And how is the Ramban going to deal with that? So the suggestion Dr. Buxton made, and we brought proof based on the Ramban al Torah, is that maybe tefillah in the base of Megdash also is the Raisa according to the Ramban. In addition to a Sara being a Deraisa, so too in the base of Megdash is a tefillah Deraisa. And that's based on when he writes Mikrei Kodesh, the way you fulfill Mikra Kodesh in the highest level is davening Bebeis Elokim. So on a grander scale, the Shlosh Regalim, on a smaller scale, every single day perhaps in the Tefillah, in the Beis Mikdash is considered a deraisa. And then we had Rav Chaim who says, even the Ramban, who holds the Chiyuv, Tefillah is only Midrabanan, the Kiyum would be deraisa, and that's how the Emek Bracha explained how you could accomplish Birchas Kohanim Bizman Hazeh in the context of an Avod, the Tefillah, Midraisa, because davening accomplishes a deraisa according to Ramban, and now you've set the stage in order to go ahead and daven Birchas Kohanim. And then finally we dealt with this last shayla of how the Magid Ram could say you could be mafsik in the middle of Shemesh Esrei in order to go duchen, if in fact duchening is a deraisa and tefillah is only is also a deraisa according to the Ramban. Okay, fine, shkoyach, great day, great start. I'm looking forward to more learning, guys.
Thank you.